Hi, and welcome to the fifth episode of Leap. I'm your host, Laureen Henry, and today we'll be talking about listening. You remember, Leap is to listen, embrace, and apply purpose. So today we'll talk about that first letter. What does it mean to listen? Listen means to hear something with thoughtful attention, to hear something or give attention with the ear. So I'm reading this little book called Listen Well, Lead Better by Steve and Becky Hartling. And in that book, it says when you listen well, people know that you care. To do something well means to succeed at it or to thrive at it. So when we are intentional about our listening, we excel in it. I've probably cut my husband off more times than I care to count, as well as other people. But have you ever been in a conversation and the subject matter at hand was so exciting, or you felt like you were a subject matter expert and you just wanted to jump in? You wanted to get a little piece of that conversation and you were overzealous, so you cut the person off. No, that's not the most effective way, because when we don't listen and let people get their thoughts out, they think that we don't care, that we're not listening, that we don't give value to what they're saying. You know, listening is important to God. If you check the book of Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom, there are 22 verses dedicated to talking about listening. And there are many other verses throughout the Bible. One of those verses says in Proverbs 27:23, put your heart into caring. Listening is caring. And in the book, listening well builds connections and make people feel known and valued. Think about the simple act of listening, what it can do to one's self-esteem. It can raise it when done properly, and it could also be a detriment when done improperly. So when thinking of listening, I've come up with an acronym. I was once in the Army many moons ago, and we were big on acronyms. So I came up with EOMO. EOMO. That's EOMO. Ears on, mouth off. Ears on, mouth off. When I make an acronym, it makes things intentional for me to remember, keep my ears on and my mouth off. Am I telling you not to engage in conversation? Of course not. But I'm telling you to take a pause. Listen and listen well. And once that person's thought is completed, then engage in conversation. Because what you don't want to do is make a person feel like they don't matter. One of the biggest mistakes I've ever made came probably in 2011. I was at church. Church was over. One of my sisters in Christ, she was trying to hold a conversation with me. She was behind me a step or two. I was in front of her. I didn't turn around to make eye contact. She was talking and I was walking. I was listening, but I didn't give her proper respect, turn around and acknowledge her. So shortly thereafter, into the conversation, maybe about 45 seconds to a minute, she says, "Hey sis, I'll let you go. I see that you're in a hurry." And then I say, "Okay." She says, "I love you." I say, "I love you back." And I head onto my car. At that moment, all I could think about was what my husband had on the stove cooking. I was pretty hungry. I wanted to get home, get out my clothes, get to that table and eat. Well, God allowed me to do that. But once I got to the table, there was a conviction. I replayed what had happened earlier and realized that I had offended my sister, that I had not given her proper respect, nor was I engaging in active listening. So once the conviction came about, I had to do something. And so the next day I called her and I apologized, and she accepted my apology. I mean, the way she told me that she understood I was in a hurry, was in love, she accepted my apology. But I still felt as if I missed something. From that day forward, I vowed that I would listen well. I would make it a point. I would be intentional about my listening. Because the reason I'm talking about listening, we're at a time in a season where this is the season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. This is a season that's supposed to be joyous and lots of laughter and happiness, but that's not the case for everyone. We all are battling something, and some more than others. And we all need someone to listen to us. But not just to listen, but to listen well, to actively listen, to turn our mouths off and our ears on and listen well. What we don't want to be is a stumbling block in someone's life. We don't want to miss something that we should have heard. And when we're talking, we tend to miss things. So in this season, let us show people that we do care by our listening. Many times people go through problems and situations and they know that you can't solve them. But your listening ear is all that they need for that specific time. So let's make this a win-win situation and let's listen well. You see, you don't want to be like me and not properly give attention where attention is due. Part of the reason I started this podcast is for accountability, and it holds me accountable because I have to share and I have to remember some of the things that I have done. And that makes me want to strive to be better and continue listening and helping people along the way. So I encourage you to take heart to this message, to listen, to give your undivided attention. Don't be distracted. And when you don't have the time to listen, look that person in the eye and say, "Hey, I really value what you're saying. I really would like to hear it. I just don't have time at this moment. Is it okay if I get back to you at whatever time? Or what's a good time that I can get back to you?" And then follow through. People want to be heard. You want to be heard. So listen and listen well. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the broadcast. I hope that it spurs you on to do better in your listening. Be blessed and share.